8 hours of programming alongside a robot. I'm always programming computers, and the better I get, the less haste I put into my art. I like symmetry, I like it a lot, and I like it best when I am moving towards revolutionary ends. I chose a project that can help the world learn how to program computers. I am making a visual programming language, and over and over and over, each time learning more and more and more, and each time the program keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. This winter, I thought to sit down to my challenge with the programming AI. And you know, we chatted a little bit. Upon some creative requests, the AI began returning useful bits of code, the mathematical parts especially, and framed in good programming conventions and a fair style. Many an hour is spent chasing why some value falls behind, often due to rounding errors, or if native drag and drop can be fixed, or if drag and drop needs to be coded from scratch, or if the database sync can be made more efficient and less crazy, and what stands in the way of enabling live mass collaboration within a single project. The AI answers a lot of these questions. It wants the code bare-boned and simple, just the way good code is meant to be written. No framework, no compilers, come on. Native web components, answering to setters, and creating a reactive system without reconcilers, just with good code. Long story short, the boring code can now be left to the AI. Boring is what AI is good at because it doesn't need to invent. It just rolls with it. It knows how to do that. All the fancy invention will still beacon untarnished to you. And more than that, this is a call for new programmers, as it is all a lot easier now and the roads are well lit. AI or no AI, the world of programming is now much more rewarding than it used to be. You need not look farther than working on your vision of a visual programming language that will change the world. For example, consider a web browser where the web page loads in the invisible background, and it is the data sources and streams that show up on the screen that now you can connect together to create your own vision of the services beneath. And all you need to understand visual programming languages is that it is all about envelopes with some information inside traveling over the wires. But you should really focus on the envelopes traveling and not the wires. The wires are just indicating where the flow is moving towards. The envelopes with information are the bee's knees. The wires also act as a placeholder where you can attach envelope filters, envelope transformers, and even wire forks where envelopes can be sent out in multiple directions. And all of these simply considered the contents of said envelopes of information. It's very simple to imagine if you just take a moment to think about the whole. Programming with a robotic companion is very strange, but it seems to have all the correct answers. The paths most traveled by, which in the computer world are very useful. It is like having a strange and mysterious treasure map. You still do most of the digging, but now you know where all the shortcuts are.